Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCraw moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Green moves to second. Two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off John, and towards Hansen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Lachman reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Charles scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lachman strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford is walked intentionally. Danny Cater pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. Jack Aker now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Danny Cater. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. McCraw moves to third. Buford moves to second. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. John O'Donohue now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Buford scores. Nicholson moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano is walked intentionally. Jim Dixon now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson tags and scores. two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. Voss is walked intentionally. Ward moves to third. Romano moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Romano scores. Voss moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. John hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.